Jodhpur's Mehrangarh Fort is bustling with 17th century Mughals as it was leased out for filmmaker Akbar Khan's magnum opus Taj Mahal. Reels have been written on the Taj Mahal, the monument of love, and reels have been shot to transfer on celluloid the eternal love story between one of the great Mughals of India and his wife, Mumtaz Mahal. The 21st century version is being shot in Jodhpur, around 300 kilometers from Agra, where the real Taj Mahal stands. The venue of the shoot is Jodhpur's 15th century Mehrangarh Fort, home to Rajasthan's Rathore Rajput rulers of the Kingdom of Marwar. The celluloid version of the love story, costing rupees 50 crore, is the most expensive film made in Bollywood. The Taj's original interiors with emerald and sapphire encrusted walls and gold and silver doors, apart from the interiors of the Diwan-e-Khas and the Agra Fort, have been recreated at Mehrangarh. Since the past 8 months, two art directors have been working round the clock in Jodhpur, erecting 10 massive sets for the shoot. Director Akbar Khan, younger brother of filmmakers Firoz and Sanjay Khan, says the film is his magnum opus.
I would like to recreate the era of making historical films which bring back the great ethos and culture and magnificent heroes of our country back onto the golden screen which was done once upon a time. The great films like Moliyaj and Taj Mahal.
Turned down by former Miss World Aishwarya Rai, the onus of playing the ethereally beautiful Mumtaz Mahal is now on newcomer Sonia Jahan, granddaughter of yesteryear actress Noor Jahan. Another newcomer, Zulfi Saeed, former Mr. India, plays the young Shah Jahan. The film begins with an aging Shah Jahan remembering his first meeting with Arjuman Banu, who later became his wife, Mumtaz Mahal. Bollywood starlet Pooja Bhatta plays Shah Jahan's stepmother Noor Jahan, while debutant Arbaaz Ali plays Emperor Jahangir, Shah Jahan's father. Arbaaz Khan portrays Shah Jahan's son Emperor Aurangzeb, and the evergreen Kabir Bedi plays the aging Shah Jahan.
Everyone knows that there's a great love story behind the Taj Mahal, but not everyone knows what that story is. So this is the most natural and beautiful film for India to make. Secondly, the scale on which this film is being made hopefully will make it one of the most important films of next year.
The music is by Naushad and the lyrics by Naqsh Layal Suri. Internationally renowned Greek composer Yanni is being roped in to provide the background score. An American technical crew will help with the special effects in the battle scenes and in the building of the monument. Taj Mahal, scheduled for an early release, will be the first Bollywood flick to be simultaneously released in Hollywood after being dubbed in English. Poonam Dagar from Jodhpur.